Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I believe, Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. Let's look at verse 14. 14 all the way down to 18. Please, I want you to give me your attention. If you really don't have to stand, don't stand. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after, please say after. There are certain things you will not hear until certain things happen. If you like, pray. If you like, fast. One of those things is the expulsion of Lot. You'll be praying, no, but you will not talk until you make a difficult decision to be separated. Divorce is not easy. But this one, there will be a divorce. He said, after that Lot was separated from him, and he said, lift up now thy eye and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. So God asked him to look around him. But he wasn't looking around him, he was looking upward. Pay attention. He was looking upward. Looking out of his experience into the spirit realm. Looking out of his experience into the divine possibilities of heaven. We have seen what man will do. It's now time to see what God will do. Say amen. We want to see what God will do. Satan has tried his best, tried to destroy your home, tried to destroy your happiness. Now it's time to see what God will do. Have you watched those films where after the bad guy has done something, you now hear my turn? Eh? People don't watch me, you hear my turn. It's my turn now. They will not do shaggy for that. Okay. You people are very spiritual. I don't watch film. Yeah. If you watch it, let me not recommend any movie. If you watch some Chinese animation, you will know what I'm saying. But since you people like Nollywood and this, and I thank God that yesterday, by staying up through the night, was not in vain. Because somebody scored two goals for us. So it's a the guy's name is prophetic. Look, man. Look, oh man. It's prophetic. It's a sign to Nigeria. Okay. That the man you thought will do it will be falling down throughout the 19. All right. It's okay. No. I didn't say any big deal about it. But there was a man who was. He said, lift up your eyes now and look. It's in that verse I read. Come on, tell your neighbor, look, man. It's prophetic. I didn't even know it. The guy is preaching my message. It's got two goals. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to your children forever. Now, who is talking here? God is making a promise on the authority of his own throne. That if I don't do it, let the throne reject me. God made a promise to a man. God made a promise to a man. But look at what he said. He said, lift up thy eyes. Verse 16. And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Now, the scripture tells us that the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, was established on wonderful promises. But what was given to us in the New Testament far exceeds what was given to them in the Old Testament. Listen to me. If God was willing to give one man anything his eye saw, that he just sees it, they say it's his own. What kind of eyes are we talking about? The kind of eyes that sees something and changes the sea of O in the spirit. The kind of eyes that gives you access to what others will have to overlabor and labor and labor. They see you, they just suddenly feel you are the one. And they hand over the keys to you. When you read the scriptures, it's always good to try to identify who is talking, so that you can place the weight of those words beside the person who spoke. Because faithful is he who has promised, who also will do it. He will not make a promise and leave you to worry. Come on, say, God will not leave me. Now, after he made this promise, verse 17, he now gave an instruction to Abraham. What did he say? Arise. The first instruction here is, now, what I've told you, don't sit down there and be saying you are doing prayer and all those things. Stand up. The prayer is over. It's time to take over. It's time to put some faith to your prayer. It's time to take prophetic steps. The land is yours, is not yours now, but it's going to be yours. Go and claim it. How do you claim it? Arise and walk. Now, if you don't understand what God said, what you would have thought is that God just told him, walk around the land. What God meant is take off your shoes. Barefoot. Barefoot. Wherever the soles of your feet. Not your shoes. Your feet. So people would have seen Abraham the next morning walking around. They say they have finally caught this man. They have caught him. Since the time that his brother left him, he has not been okay. Say, this world is a wicked place. When you are responding prophetically to God, your colleagues will say, they won't. It's like something is happening in this office. Because they saw their assistant manager barefoot walking around. Oga, hope empty is fine. So he said, Oga, no, she said, hey, I didn't know. See, something is wrong. Oga is not talking. He's not talking again since Lot, brother Lot, left. He has been behaving one kind. He'll be talking, he'll be looking up. He's always looking up. Always looking up. What is he looking for? Is he really look? Something missing. The voice I'm hearing and the one you're hearing is not the same. They took not the land in their possession by their own sword. That's what the scripture says. There is a spiritual way to take territories. When the church was going to start, so I told my family to go to church. So the Lord told me, this church will start at Ilukweju. And I got up, wore slippers, I went to Ilukweju, went to the hall I saw in my vision. I've never been to Ilukweju except that I drive past the place and I don't know anywhere. I just got there to association and I saw the building and I walked in. Do you have a hall here? They say yes. I saw on the first floor, I say yes. I say second floor, I say yes. I say, is it free? They say yes. I say, okay, I want to pay. No agent, no nothing. I just followed the direction I saw. Meanwhile, I was going with one pastor up and down Lagos looking for hall on this road. And they've not got in as at then. I was assisting him. But me, I had a vision. And I just got up and I was following the place. This is the place. Do you have all here? Say yes. After we paid for the hall, we paid for just one Sunday. The Lord now said, you You want to go and see that too? On Sunday, this Sunday, eh? When you send your family to church. So I told them, go to Pastor Desmond's church. And I wore slippers. Please. I said this, people will be laughing. Go and buy bathroom slippers. That's not, I didn't say palm slippers. Because where you will check, eh? You need foam. I'm not joking. Anytime I have contention that is stronger than my, that is giving me headache, I take off my shoes. If I know I have to walk, I'll go and buy Dunlop slippers. If you see me on the road of Anthony from Bagada trekking on the express, don't talk to me. Don't say, hey, Pastor, what was it? Just be going. Because what is doing us is different. So I got to somewhere around Ilukpeju, right? The Lord said, I'll start trekking. We are going to Underbridge. No, Yaba. Why people are going, I want nika and t-shirt. What's the prayer point? Say, this land that I've sent you to, let tell it to respond to you. So I started trekking. I was still a banker. My colleagues could have seen me. Sunday morning, where people are in church shouting hallelujah, 8 a.m. Rashele feso, rotehisa, rabele konotosha, rabefesalada, radesolo, nekadi ya mosola, rasefe tondoskepal, lebrad. Whether you see me on the road or not, if you stay close to me, you hear my voice. I didn't come for you. There's a level you get to, you don't care anymore. You don't care anymore. They say it's cancer of the breast. You say, I don't want, it's a male doctor. I don't want, do you want to be well? But not easy. Like that wicked nurse that gave me injection. I told you the story the other day. She was the only nurse in the hospital. If you like, call yourself Reverend or this Bishop. I'm the one that we attend to. I have to humble myself. And she was laughing. She was even laughing to shame me. Don't fall into those nurses' trap. They will not fear you. They are merciless. If they want you to feel pain, you will feel it. Oh, sorry, Sister Remy. If they want you to be easy. I went to the hospital some time ago. I saw a lady. She looked outside. So I was trying to chat out. I said, you're a nurse. I said, oh, I'm here to see the nurse. I want to do a blood test. Oh, you say, oh, I say, are you Hausa? You know, I just started chatting with her. And I say, come. Let me be honest. I don't like needles. And I say, don't worry. My shift is over, but we attend to you. I say, thank you. I don't like that other woman. So when the lady came, say, come. She said, no, don't worry. To God who made me, I didn't feel anything. So there are some people God has put on this earth to humble anybody. So just behave yourself. I started walking. I walked. That was the day I knew that Anthony to Fadeyi is a long distance. I didn't know. Who has checked you before? God bless you. Wow. Am I lying? It's not a short distance. So you will forever trek. You won't get to where you are going. I check Katele Barossa. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., I was sweating rabbits. Sweating. I got to the front of my friend's church at Friday. Say, continue. Where you want to stop? Where are you going? I checked. So yeah, I trek back. When I got back, and I say, climb that bridge at Association. What's that junction again? Is it Obanikoro? That flyover bridge after Anthony, not town planning, just Obanikoro. I stood on the bridge. This was around maybe 9:30, 10. Say, stretch your hand over the city.
Huh? I said, God, I'm a banker. I'm a banker. Not to shame me, Nika. People will even think I'm mad. People were walking past me. People who have left their churches. I stood, I said, God, I have resumed. I've come. I don't know what to do. Help me. When we started the church, you would think that with all that prophetic thing, you will see crowd the next day. We are 10. 10. 5 of those 10 people were from my house. It is not what happens around you physically that confirms to you you have taken a territory. It is the word of the Lord. Please pay attention. The problem is not that many of us are not doing things. We are not doing it enough. By the time I left school, I knew that I was condemned to remain in my town. I knew that most likely I would not marry this woman, even though I didn't tell her. I knew. Because the battles I was facing, they were too much for me. I had no man to help me. I had no man anywhere who would say, bring your CV. So what did I do? I wore bedroom slippers again. Started trekking around Akure. I went to preach somewhere recently and the pastor of the church said he knew me when I used to trek. He said, I just remember I knew you years ago. You'd be talking on the road, talking alone. He said, hey. Say, I knew it. Say, you are still talking. I say, yes. Hear what I'm telling you. If you know the kind of things you are battling with, you will know whether you should be sleeping at night or not. Your father spent all his life in church, and those forces dealt with him. And you want to sleep. You want to sleep. Again, the sleep that they slept, and he did not pay them. Don't let anybody mistake your wig wearing for the fact that you are a weakling spiritually. You are not. There are things about your family you know you cannot tell anybody. So why are you sleeping? I trekked from Federal Girls. If you know Federal Girls in Accra, then used to be in a thick forest. All the way to the main market. They call that place or Jauba. Bedroom slippers. One day I checked the slippers cut. I heard it, I kept checking. There's no money to repair it, to fix the thing. Just hold it and it's like, let me stop here. You know, the slippers is that. Who sent you? I told you, go there, then pray back. That you, if I stay at home, I will not pray, I'll be depressed. Put yourself in an environment where your spirit will thrive. Don't sit down and say, why sit here till we die? If you sit, you'll be depressed. If you stay in one spot, all the things that are not working for you, you'll remember them. Put yourself in, get up. If you cannot, find a partner. Say, Pastor, are you free? Let's trek from here to Antony. Why? You people are not listening to me. You people are just laughing. I'm telling you, I wish somebody heard me. Instead of you to sit down and say, there's no light since morning. Who is looking for light? Hey, are you at home? Hey, I'm coming. We are going out. Where are we going? I'm coming. When I get there, I'll tell you. Yeah, let's be praying. You trek from Ogudu to Ikeja. He said, arise and walk. Did it? All those things you saw when you were praying. When you are looking, when I said look, and you saw Africa, you saw your children, even though you didn't have one, you saw your children's children, all those things that you know that only God can do for you. Okay, I said start walking there. Don't sit down. The corresponding action must match what you say you believe. That That's why we tithe. Because we know the money will never be enough. They gave you 2 million. All of a sudden, the 10% is now big money for you. You are now calculating. Ah, is it actually 200,000? So they already know you are not ready. God knows. Even Satan knows you are not qualified. Because whatever is too big for you to give to God, even if he doesn't ask for it, it's now your limit and that's your God. Any Christian who will go far with God must master three things. He will master his pride, he must master his sexuality, and he must master money. If not, you will stand at the gate of the land God has promised you. You will not be able to enter. But wherever there is pride, you will find idols. Pride will never allow you, will not give the permission to admit that you are stuck. You will keep going forward even though you know something is wrong. You will not be able to admit and then you get stuck. Now God wants to move you back, but you have to go back to where you missed it. You cannot skip a class. God said, arise and walk. January is over. Some people are still praying about their plan. Planning to buy a new phone. Buy a new wig. They won't take that course. They won't burn the midnight candle. They won't do anything. God said, I know I promise you, but I say arise. Arise, all these friends that you spend your time gossiping, leave them. Find your grace company. Your grace company. People that, like Elizabeth and Mary, when they talk, their hearts leap and respond to each other. Respond to each other. And they don't see every day, but anytime they see, you will see the way the spirit will be talking to each other. The babies in their womb, their visions, their prophecies will be responding to be as if it's kicking again. There are some people, once you talk to them, the remaining life in that vision will die. Say, arise and walk. Walk through the land. Somebody is shouting. Trek from a bypass to under bridge. Look how God said, verse 17. Walk through the land in the length of it. Hey, you need slippers for this one. You need Dunlop. He said, the length of it. Oh, do you know what that means? Once you go this way, you will now go. Then you come. Say, why couldn't you just turn? Come, say, no. Say, length and breadth. You go. Mark. What God was saying is mark the territory. I said why many of us, we are doing the right thing, we are not doing it long enough. Long enough. Say you prayed. For how long? 3 hours. That's the prayer for you. Or you meant prayer 3 hours every night for 6 months. What do you mean? When you say you've prayed, the altar that was erased on the blood of innocent people in your family 100 years ago, is what you want to use three hours prayer to remove. Think now. If the consecration that established an altar is stronger than your own consecration, where do you think you are going? You are not going anywhere. Want to take territories? Do you know that the land that God is talking about here were lands given over to idols? If Abraham is not smart spiritually, he will go into that place and lose all his children. That's what happened to Lot. Lot used his two eyes to choose. Abraham used his spiritual eyes to select. Look at their children. Even though they were virgins, but they seduced their father, gave birth to an abomination. Come on, say arise. Walk. It takes stamina to walk. So you must first incubate the word of God. Digest it to the point that when you tell your wife, we need to take this step. You know that if we perish, we may perish. But if we perish, we perish. You have discussed it and you've said this is what we are going to do. You've incubated the word of God to the point where you can say, Baba, we want to trust you this year. want to trust you this year. You think you know where the clients are? You don't know. You sleep. You sleep and watch Netflix. You don't know where the clients are. You don't know. God will prepare this season for you. Do you think his plan is for you to be stuck after this season? He gave you chariot and he won't prepare Zarephath. You think he will give you this season? When others were suffering, his servant, the prophet Elijah, was at chariot, enjoying fried meat, morning and evening, with ragolis water. Taking bottled water, chilled water. Breeze was blowing him. When even the king could not sleep. And the brook dried. And in your mind, you feel the only thing you can do is to grumble. Because God has abandoned you. God doesn't have abandoned project. It is people that abandon God. He said, arise and walk through the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto you. Which means if by any reason or for any chance of whatever, whoever spoke to this brother and whoever told him to use wisdom and whatever was said here or there, whatever. Look, listen to me. If that brother does not walk the length and breadth, if he only did length, his testimony will not be permanent. You want to take territories? Follow instructions to the latter. To the latter. If the Lord says, stand in my presence 9 p.m., don't fix any meeting 8:55 and say it's just for 5 minutes. No, that will be smart. If you give him a foothold, it will take the whole house. The year has started. Some people are already getting it. Others are playing coy. Listen. God's commitment to you is as valid as your obedience to him. Don't play coy. Don't play smart. He said, if you are what? How did he say you will take the land? If you are an obedient, which means there are two requirements here. Number one, you must rejoice at his word as one that has found grace spoil. You must know that if God has said it, that is the only way. That is the only way. A land is not green because they give citizenship after 5 years. Now they've changed it to 10 years. Are you aware? We want to know those who really love us. Yes. So think twice, so no free lunch. Abraham walked through the land. Excuse me, do you know how old Abraham was? He was in his late 90s. How much excuses are you going to entertain this year? I have ulcer, I cannot fast. I cannot pray, but you're always on TikTok. Dancing like Salome in front of the camera. Liking all the likables, including what you should not like. They'll say, there I mistakenly liked a video. The thing just, I don't know what I did. It was a mistake. Percy was dancing. I wanted to swipe, just move on. I didn't know do you know I couldn't see the video again? Ha! I say, my God, somebody will now see this and say, see what pastor liked. Like, I was so, ha! I tried, I didn't look at the name of the page or the, I see which kind of problem is this one now. Dancing Salome, very wicked dance. And I'm just trying to swipe. All this useless phone that if you want to swipe, it will not swipe. It will go and like. That's why I stay with iPhone. I buy Akate and Sajem and Aite. When you want to move it, it will like. And then 15 years from now, I say, see what the man of God liked. It's one of you. I've already confessed that this is what I did. For those who were in church, I said I did something by mistake. And I don't know who the person is. All I know is that it's not something I should have liked. It was a long time ago anyway. What's your excuse this year? For any territory the Lord will give to you, there will be spiritual requirements and there will be physical requirements. Most of us make the mistake of looking at the physical requirements alone. Oh, improve your skill. and all of that. And that's very important. But nobody will give you ownership of any land without warfare. I said what? Nobody will relinquish any territory to you if you don't fight. So you must be ready to fight. Because this is the year of our flourishing. Part of that process of fighting is to take practical steps on how you want to power your life in the next 12 months. To power your life and say, my life will rest on these consecrations. Consecrations. Please listen to me. My life will rest on these consecrations. My life will, I will not. But you may tell yourself from now on, it's not that the Lord said. Please, are you aware that God never told, okay, are you aware that in Daniel chapter 1, Daniel and his three friends were not the only Hebrews. They were not the only Jewish people there. Do you know that's it? God didn't judge them. Do you know God didn't tell Daniel not to eat? Are you thinking? There are self-appointed consecrations you will give yourself. And because you did it in honor of God, God will look on you with favor. Stop saying it's not in the Bible. There's nowhere in the Bible it says you are playing. They play. Just stay there and be making excuses. Even those who are in the occult, there's a level they get to, they will tell them, don't touch women. Don't touch women. What did I talk about? Self-appointed consecrations. Henceforth, from 11 p.m., no WhatsApp chat, no this, no, you just, I don't care if it's Chike or Salome, whoever it is, once you hit your prayer time, go back home today and set your prayer time. Go back home today and set your prayer time. And if you want to do it well, set it according to the prayer watches. How many prayer watches do we have? Really? 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 Wait now. Now, no, they pray. That's why I don't know. I saw how many prayer watches do we have? Start from 12 midnight. The next is 3. 6 a.m. 9 a.m. 12 noon. Huh? That's 5. 3 p.m. 6 p.m. 9 p.m. Huh? That's 8. 8. You have 8. 8 prayer watches. Use that. There's something on your phone. It's like a reminder. You check, you see it. Even if your phone is Alcatel, you see it. Don't ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Just put it there. 6 a.m. As you are waiting for your children, be praying in tongues. Daniel got in trouble for praying according to the prayer watches. That prayer watch means that these are times you can get heaven's attention. The Bible says in the book of Acts that Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer. It's the prayer watch. When Jesus walked on water to go and save his disciples, it was around 3 in the middle of the night, around 3 a.m. That was another watch. The Jewish people believe, it is the Jewish people, the Israeli people, they believe in their custom. One of their unwritten belief system is that God visits the earth 3 a.m. every day. It's their custom. They believe it. And that season is, that moment is marked by showers and, what's that thing now? Dew. Go and check Jesus. Very. That was his prayer time. Stay a long time before day. Not before night, before day. So, choose the one you want. It can be 10 minutes. I don't just want to tell you, be praying. Let's look at it practically. Do 10 minutes every prayer watch. Huh? In the old day, that's what? 1 hour, 20 minutes. And you are here saying, Pastor, there's no time to pray. Okay, I agree. I surrender. There's no time to pray. Go. There's something on your settings. If you use an iPhone, go and check your screen time. Cut your screen time by half. Turn it to prayer. You will make so much progress. You didn't know you were anointed. Oh, wait. And that is why Satan will never tell you don't pray. He will only contend for your time. And he will move your boss to be adding more. So you are working very hard. Adding more to your work. It's a strategy from hell to silence Daniel. God did not say, oh, because Abraham is old. You know what? Just take a posture in your heart. You know, Pastor, I like the word posture. Pastor, I said, there's an order, a posture. Pastor, I was preaching with Arume last night at Makodi. It was a prophetic meeting. Ah, it's one of those days you catch Pastor Ayo in his element. People, somebody posted, say Pastor Ayo is on fire. I saw it online. I quickly logged in and I saw him at Makodi. Listen, if you make an excuse, you make nothing. There are physical altars or spiritual altars you need to raise, and there are physical things you need to do. Don't be spiritually wise and physically foolish. I did not tell you to use your time for working in, you know, at your office to be shouting and screaming Holy Ghost fire. That's not what I told you, because some people did not hear me now. I said, use your restroom as a prayer ground. Over time, I have learned, and it's not really something, it's not so easy to master. I have learned how to sit amongst people, and I'm praying at the same time, and I'm talking to them. It's only my body that is with them. But my heart, for like 10 minutes, I disconnect, and I'm praying in tongues. If you observe me very closely, you may notice. But it took a lot of time for me to master that. You can learn it. You are in the midst of people talking about a project, but your brain is with them, but your heart is with God. Your restroom is going to be one of your most powerful prayer grounds. And I encourage you, if you have a very good restroom, not the one we use in our boarding school, a very good restroom, put a small Bible on top of the toilet seat. Put a Bible so you can read. Am I helping anybody? People are not happy. People just want me to pray, and nothing will happen. At the end of the day, you are the problem. I said, go and get a Bible. You are not supposed to have only one Bible. If you have somebody that likes to mess up the restroom, don't put Bible there. Because some people, no living being can survive in the restroom 30 minutes after they walk out. So you are in that restroom, just avoid the place. Once you see them come out, go away. Because even if Satan goes into that restroom, he will die. He will suffocate and die. Because the smell in that place is destructive, can kill anything. So if you have your own private, if you have your own private restroom, get some books on prayer. Huh? EM bounds. Huh? All those old people that have died, go and get their books. Get again. Put 3 books with a Bible. So as you are getting, you pick one. Don't go with your phone and be watching. You see, they are laughing now. They know. I'm telling you how those people you admire, how they do it, but they won't tell you. They just be praying. How? After how? If you work in an oil rig, how do you pray? Inside the rig. You have to be tougher than your environment if you want to survive. You have to be tougher. Any slack like this, you lose ground. He said, Abraham, I was the one who said, I said, okay, get up now. He did not even say, take your messengers, let them do prophetic work. He said, you. My next work, is from the front of this church. What's that market at Yaba? Oyinbo, that's my next stop. From here. On empty stomach. People know what to do. They just won't do it. You want territories? You will make sacrifices. Because every ground has a covenant backing it up. Joseph, Joshua, don't go to the ground and say, hey, man, I come in the under the anointing of my fine Lord, Apostle Moses, who died and was taken up to the Lord. Hey, yabba, yabba, yiragadabadabba. Oh, God, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. You are talking too much. When I met Moses, I told him to take off. You to take off your shoes. Say you want to walk in Moses' anointing. Take off your shoes. It's a pattern. Who are you? I provoke the anointing. Oh, God. There is shuku shuku. Yeah, remove your shoe. God, Pastor Gwenga said it. Oh God, did you hear when I said I bought Dunlop? I know the price of Dunlop. It's not that you buy it, you sew it, till you can't sew it again. Then you ban that one. What are you talking about? Some of you have never won Dunlop. You are so blessed. Go home today and buy one. And say in our church, this is how we pray. He said, as far as you can walk through the length and breadth, I will give it. God will give it. God didn't ask you to take it. He said, I will give you. The spiritual battle will be won on discipline and capacity, strength. Not binding. You are in the office. Do you know what is going on there? You think everything is the way you see it? I was in this building till like almost 8 p.m. last night. There was no light. I was in darkness here. That's how I realized. It just occurred to me how evil forces work. Because in the day, people were here rehearsing and doing so many things. Everywhere was lively. But I was doing my work in there almost 8 p.m. and they took the light. I just realized that if we wanted to do coven meeting here, that's how we would have done it though. Then people would come in the morning. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Any revolution that takes away revival and consecration that allows married couples to exchange partners or married people to try younger ladies and see if they still want to, you know, and you are the host of the show. You know, I keep telling people, those American people, be careful. The people that are following God, they are not popular. Now, what they are doing is they are going about trying to discredit the Bible. There's one Latin Bible. There's one this one. There's one that one. At least I came this morning and I told you that I saw Latin. What did I call that Bible? 1775 version of the Bible. And in that Bible, Sunday was the first day of the week. March was the first month of the year. It was written. So, as of 1775, January was not the first month. And you are here saying, my star is Taurus. My star is Sagittarius. Won't he be a handicap? They didn't read it. You need to go and read that thing again now because they gave another person star. I'm Taurus. I'm Scorpion. You don't have any good animal to identify with a Scorpion. It's Cancer. God forbid bad thing. The Bible says in verse 18, after that instruction, and Abraham removed his tent. Come on, say removed. When God speaks, you move. The problem here is that most people that have seen, who say they heard God, heard themselves. That's the only problem. But if you truly heard God, Abraham didn't ask for his wife's permission. The moment God said, walk the land, what did he do? He removed his tent. Abraham didn't build any permanent structure so that when God talks, he can move. He said he removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plains of Mamre, which is in Hebron. You know Hebron? Where David operated from in the future. And he built an altar unto the Lord. Let me share something with you. Because some people will be arguing now with their keypad. One of the best ways to mark territories is to mark them around what God says. What do I mean? God said something to you. Raise an altar there. Around that word. Huh? And every altar must have a sacrifice. Huh? Must have a sacrifice. You can decide as you wake up this morning, based on the promise the Lord has given you, that this year I will fulfill the things I've said to you in the year 2023. Don't wait for God to say, arise, walk. Appoint to yourself consecrations. Get up that morning, call 5 people who you know are in need. Alpha, how are you doing? Send me your account number. 10,000 to them. You don't need to tell them I was praying God. Just be a blessing to them. There must be sacrifice on your altar. Don't wait for God to see it. Respond in faith. Because that 50,000 you gave out is somebody's prayer point. Huh? And you have met it. I didn't say if the economy is bad, keep your money. I say when God speaks, and you know he has spoken, build an altar around what he has said so that that area can be marked. It doesn't matter if the person likes you or not. If his name came to your heart, blessing. Now, one thing that is significant in this revelation is that God said to Abraham, all the land that you see, I will give to you. But you need to understand that for God to promise him land, it means that the contention between him and his brother or his nephew was land related. Huh? The things that you are cheated of is what God will covenant to you. The things you are cheated of. Please understand what we are saying. God will not covenant anything for which you are striving to get by yourself. I will not allow it. It's my father that gave us the land. My father gave us the house. I told my mother. I say, you know me, I'm not a Lagosian. Or if I want to make you angry, I claim Ogun State. I know how to trigger. Child, will you be claiming Ogun State? I say, even my children. Me, I'm just having fun. So we're talking about our family house. I told her, I said, me, I'm a Lagosian. I don't have any investment outside Lagos. She was so upset. Like, why are you talking like this? You want to abandon your father's house? I say, I'm a Lagosian, Mama. You need to get it. We have moved. I'm claiming Lekki area now. I'm not clear. She was so triggered. But me, I was speaking prophetically. It's about just calm down. She could see I was smiling. She should have calmed. She was so upset. She thought I want to abandon my village and be claiming another man's land. Oh my goodness. Don't do that. If your mother has investment to put in a will for you, just calm down. Collect your inheritance. So I told my mother, I said, that house that we have, I said, you can give it to anybody, like I'll be in Lagos. He was so upset. He said, she wants to build the house to me. I said, I don't want. In my mind, like, you're a bad person. Even me, I know, I was even like, okay, leave this woman alone. I said, where's the rent in that area? I said, don't worry. She was so upset with me. I said, I'll do that in Ibadan now. I was okay. Again, I warn you. If your parents have plenty of houses and investment, don't try to. You just miss. You will be missing on the. When the lawyer comes to read the will, they won't see your name. Abraham responded, but the catch here is that there was also something attached, which was how far his eyes could travel. Now, let me just talk about it briefly so that I can be out of your way in 5 minutes. I have realized that spiritually, Please pay attention. I've realized that spiritually, the more I am able to stay in God's presence, the more revelations are given. Please, I didn't make a religious statement. I want you to hear me clearly. This is how it works for me. I'll maybe to help you. Where's Michael? I need somebody on the keyboard. Now, when I'm standing in God's presence, I'm standing with him for that 1, 2, 3 hours with the intention to receive revelation. I'm not wasting my time. Huh? Please pay attention. There's a reason in my mind why I'm waiting there. Huh? Don't just go there without an expectation. There's a level where you pray by faith, you are just staying in God's presence. But when you are battling for territories, or you need answers, go with the intention to hear him. So when I'm in his presence, I may be there for like 20 minutes and I'm just worshiping. Everything I'm waiting for is for the gates of revelation to open. When it opens, you will know. You don't need to force it. Sometimes I could be praying and the gates are not really opening until I get into my car. And then my Bluetooth is connected and a song is playing. It could just be a song. And it just be, we proclaim until you are formed. We cover until we are formed. See, as I'm there, there's a trigger. Once my spirit locks in, the doors open. And then all of a sudden, it becomes extremely easy to discern the voice of God. Which means that God's voice was always there. But my frequency was not high enough to trap what he was saying. So many times I can now stay in his presence. I can settle with him 2 hours in worship. All I'm waiting for is for an upgrade. You cannot do it. But when he leaves you, you will know. You will know. The problem is not that we are not doing it right. It's that we are not staying there long enough. Imagine that when Lot left Abraham, and Abraham was so depressed, and he stopped praying, he did not go before God's presence. Or he just went and said, Father, I thank you for today, in all things we should give thanks. I thank you. Even though you saw what my younger brother did, you did not say anything. You are the one that told me to come here. I just wanted to help his destiny. Now he has broken my heart. And you still have not said anything. Is this how you are going to be looking at me? You see, that's how complaining starts. You think you are telling God, you are praying, but you are grumbling. So you may need 1 hour to talk like that for your mind to be free. Then the prayer will now start. So if you stop at that first hour and you said you prayed, you didn't pray. You are unburdening yourself so that the real prayer can start. So God understands you are angry. So he will allow you 1 hour. You need your own. Normally it's 1 hour. You give 1 hour. You say your mind. Then at some point, if God wants to have mercy on you, a song will just come out. From somewhere in the crucible of your heart. We cover until we find strength. We cover until we find strength. We behold until we are formed. Until we are formed. Until we are formed. Oh. We behold until we are formed. We behold until we are formed. We cover until we find strength. We behold. In that moment, the noise in your spirit will begin to come down. And God will leave it there for like 30 minutes. Then one of the ways you will know he has finally gotten you is that something will begin to happen to you. What's that? You begin to get assurances. Who knows what I'm talking about? He will begin to give you assurances. My son, I am here. You are just stressing yourself. I will take care of you. Why not be taking care of you? Forget about Lot. Look up! Look up! Where will my help come from? Say, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He brought me this far. He cannot leave me here. He took me out of Israel, brought me to Cherith. Now he has moved me from Cherith and he has taken me to Zarephath. And I will be taken care of until the famine is gone. I will not be a slave of this famine. I will not be a slave of this budget. He has made provisions. But I need to look. I need to keep looking until I see what he's saying. Don't be in a hurry. You have cheated yourself many times because you are in a hurry. This is the key to praying well. This is the key to praying well. Rise on your feet. We be old until we are strong. 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 We be old, we be old, until we are strong. We be old until we are strong.